So the research is solid. It has been around for decades. Healthcare is very much about race for many minority communities. The health outcomes for different races differs from other races, and the access to healthcare is very different according to your racial background. So as the Senate Finance Committee moves towards a vote on healthcare, African American and Latino organizations are trying to make sure that their voices are heard in this debate.
The year I was born, they tried to reform health care. And now I'm 65 years old, and it still hasn't happened. But now we can make this real. I'm not going to let special interests and politicians throw 46 million of us under the bus.
Cuando nací, trataron de reformar el sistema de salud. Ya tengo 65 años y seguimos en las mismas.
Those are both ads from the Health Equity for All. They're going to initially run that in four states with large African American and Hispanic populations: Florida, North Carolina, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Health Equity is an umbrella for all. Is an umbrella organization, includes and the NAACP, La Raza, and many other minority groups. We're joined this morning by Deepak Bhargava. He's the executive director of the Center for Community Change. That's a grassroots organization dedicated to helping low-income people, especially people of color, and also Dr. Herbert Smitherman Jr. Dr. Smitherman is the Assistant Dean of Community and Urban Health at Wayne State University School of Medicine. So let me start with you, Dr. Smitherman. Have we established pretty conclusively that race and healthcare are related?
Yes. If you look at sort of healthcare disparities, actually the definition is population-specific differences in the presence of either disease or health outcomes or access to health care, and the healthcare literature has numerous studies which show that healthcare services, healthcare resources, healthcare outcomes, and care and quality in the United States are not equally distributed. And clearly, the studies show that racial and ethnic minorities receive a disproportionately less amount of these services, and most likely, it contributes to nearly probably a 7 to 10 year gap in life expectancy between African Americans and Latinos and those of European or in the white community in this country.
So Deepak Bhargava, for me, I mean, I know coming out of a minority family and background, healthcare for many people in minority communities is a racial issue. It's a civil rights issue. And people are very passionate about it in minority communities. Why are we only now hearing about this in the healthcare debate?
Well, I think the truth of the matter is that we've seen major engagement and mobilization from people in communities all over the country, particularly communities of color. But the media has been much more focused on the teabaggers and people going to town hall meetings with guns. So our effort over these last couple of days has been really to elevate this work that's been done and to turn up the heat to make sure that the policy that comes out of Congress ultimately will address the disparities that we just heard about.
And this particular ad campaign that we're seeing coming out of Health Equity for All is, in some cases, is actually naming specific senators. Why are we? You're talking about to Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas, Senator George Lemieux from Florida, Kay Hagan out of North Carolina, and Louisiana also targeted as well. Why those four?
Well, we're focusing our efforts on senators who are kind of on the fence, who are moderates, who will play a really key role in how this debate unfolds. These moderates come from states that have very large numbers of African Americans and Latinos, and our view is that if their constituents are engaged and aware and participating, that those senators are going to have to turn around to do the right thing, that they won't be able to run and duck and hide.
Dr. Smitherman, is a public option the only way, in your view, to address the issues of racial inequalities and ethnic inequalities of healthcare delivery in the United States?
Well, first of all, we have 47 million people without health insurance, and if you look at the distribution, African Americans represent about 23% of that, the Latino community 34%, and the white community about 10%. So there clearly is a stark disparity between those who are uninsured in minority communities versus those in the European American community. And so if you're talking about interventions for this population, if you look at the H.R. 3200 bill, it actually does things like expand Medicaid up to 133% poverty, and the public option establishes for Americans between the incomes of 133% and 400% of federal poverty level. it establishes affordable health care with federal subsidies. And if you cover people up to 400% of the federal poverty level, you will capture greater than 95% of the uninsured. So, yes, the impact of the public option will be tremendous on minority communities. So it is an important tool. The Baucus plan talks about using tax credits and for helping low and middle income families to purchase insurance in the private market. And if you're talking about tax credits, in my community, the average income for someone who is uninsured is $12,000. A premium is $13,000 for
a family. They're not getting, they're not paying taxes anyway.
Yeah, they're not going to be paying taxes. What is a tax credit going to do for a person who's making on average $12,000 a year? So I'm just saying the finance committee bill is not going to solve the affordability issue, and it's not going to expand care.
That's Dr. Herbert Smitherman, Jr., Assistant Dean of Community and Urban Health at the Wayne State University School of Medicine in Detroit. Quickly, Deepak Bhargava from the Center for Community Change, are you also pushing for a public option through this campaign?
Yes, we think a public option is a key part of what has to come out of this bill, and I completely agree with what the doctor said about the Senate Finance Committee bill, which is inadequate on that score. It also would deny care to many, many legal immigrants, people lawfully residing in the United States, which will have a disparate impact. It doesn't do enough to invest in community health clinics, to invest in culturally appropriate care. So, you know, it's a step, but it's got to be radically overhauled and improved to make it acceptable.
You can see videos of the ads from the Health Equity for All on our website, thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.